This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This is your tech news briefing for Friday, January 14th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal, filling in for Zoe Thomas. If you think corporate CEOs get paid a lot, what about TikTok influencers? The highest-earning TikTok star, according to Forbes, took home about $17.5 million last year. That's more than the median pay for the chief executive of an S&P 500 company at less than $13.5 million. On today's show, our reporter Joseph Pazani breaks down how those influencers are raking in the bucks and what it tells us about the current social media landscape. That's after these headlines. The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol has issued subpoenas to four social media companies, Google parent Alphabet, Facebook parent Meta, Reddit, and Twitter. The committee is seeking records related to the spread of misinformation, efforts to overturn the 2020 election, foreign interference in the election, and domestic violent extremism. In a statement, the committee said the company's responses to prior requests for information were inadequate. A Reddit spokesperson said the company would continue to work with the committee on its requests. Twitter declined to comment, and representatives for Alphabet and Meta didn't immediately respond to requests for comment. After a seven-month ban, Twitter is returning to Nigeria. Last year, Twitter suspended the Nigerian president's account for a tweet that appeared to threaten violent reprisals for separatists there. In response, Nigeria indefinitely suspended Twitter's operations in the country. Now, a spokesman for Nigeria's president says the two parties have reached a resolution that would lay a, quote, foundation for a mutually beneficial future. Twitter says its mission is to serve the public conversation. The company also said it plans to establish a legal entity in Nigeria and comply with tax obligations there. The world's biggest contract chip maker says it's boosting investment to ramp up chip production amid the semiconductor shortage. Taiwan Semiconductor said it raised its capital expenditure budget for this year to between $40 and $44 billion, a record high. The company also plans to increase production capacity by up to 47% this year and to build more of the less advanced but more in-demand chips that are often used in cars and smartphones. Rivals, including Samsung and Intel, are also aggressively expanding capacity. Second Life is hoping for a second chance, setting its eyes on the metaverse. The online game company behind one of the earliest digital reality worlds has brought back its founder, Philip Rosedale. He'll be a strategic advisor to help shepherd the company's prospects in the metaverse. Rosedale launched Second Life in 2003 as a place where players can hang out, socialize, and make purchases through avatars. He left in 2010. Second Life says it thinks the path forward to gaining new and younger users is by avoiding tracking user behavior like other big tech companies. And researchers are studying moon dust collected by a Chinese lunar probe last year. The soil is believed to contain helium-3, an isotope that has the potential to make nuclear energy safer since it isn't radioactive. Our reporter, Natasha Khan, says the soil could also be key to China's quest for space dominance.
Helium-3 is thought by scientists to have the potential to one day provide safer nuclear energy in a fusion reactor. It's rare on Earth, but thought to be abundant on the moon. And basically, coupled with research done in the space of nuclear fusion, scientists are hoping that in decades to come, there might be some breakthroughs that will mean that helium-3 could potentially be used to address Earth's energy needs, but also power moon bases for future missions.
All right, coming up, some TikTokers are raking in millions of dollars a year. How are they doing it? Spoiler alert, it's not just from TikTok. That's after the break.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer.
They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Dancing on TikTok could get you a few likes and follows, but if you're really good at it, you could be out-earning many of the country's top CEOs. The Buzzy video app, owned by Beijing-based ByteDance, hooks users by feeding them content using its powerful algorithm. Last year, the company said it reached a major milestone of 1 billion active monthly users. And as the app has grown in popularity, so too has its ability to create stars, celebrities whose earnings can rival the leaders of some of the biggest U.S. corporations. But the line between TikTok influencer and company leader isn't always so clear-cut. WSJ reporter Joseph Pisani has been following the story, and he joins me now. Hi, Joseph. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So, Joseph, it's no secret that some people on TikTok are making a lot of money, but we've got some new data that really puts this into perspective. Can you give us an example of a TikToker like this and how they compare with some of the big figures in the business world?
Yeah, we saw a list of like the biggest TikTok earners from Forbes, and we sort of put it against our own data on CEO compensation. And it was just interesting to see that like some of these big TikTok stars are making more than CEOs. So Charli D'Amelio, she started dancing on TikTok in 2019. And last year, she brought in $17.5 million. That's more than the CEO of Exxon or Starbucks or Delta or McDonald's. So she's really pulling in an amount that's much more than the CEOs of these like major brands that we know of.
How is it that these TikTok stars are making so much money? We know it's not all from TikTok.
So these stars are making most of their money from outside of TikTok. We know that TikTok pays their most popular stars, but it's not a lot. We don't know the exact number because TikTok doesn't say, but there is a fund for those big stars. But they're mostly making their money outside of TikTok with like endorsement deals, or they are starting their own businesses. So Charli, for example, and her sister Dixie, who was actually second on the Forbes list, she made $10 million last year. They have a clothing line with Hollister, which is owned by Abercrombie & Fitch. But they also, the two sisters have a reality show with their family on Hulu, and it's streaming, and they're also wearing the clothing there. So it gets to more viewers and to more eyeballs, and it goes out beyond TikTok.
Yeah, that seems like a really good strategy, you know, being able to diversify your income beyond just the platform itself.
Yeah, I talked to marketing experts and influencer experts, and they said what these stars are doing is they're diversifying and getting money from all types of places, and they're really building their business empires. And they're not just doing commercials or shilling for products. They're also building brands that could last for a while. And the experts I talked to said they expect their earnings to grow even more in the coming years.
This reminds me a lot about how CEOs are also, you know, kind of the leaders of their own brands. The TikTok stars are doing something very similar, except the company that they're running is them, the influencers themselves.
Yeah, the influencers themselves are like CEOs, right? They're creating brands. They're seeing what their followers will buy or what they want. I talked to another marketing expert, and they said the difference between a TikTok star and like just like a Hollywood actor or actress or singer or whatever, the followers are really devoted, and they know so much about these people's personal lives that they feel connected, and they'll buy whatever they're selling.
TikTok stars must be having an impact on other industries and business strategies as well then.
Yeah. So one funny example is Charli. She had a deal with Dunkin', and the company, they just renamed a drink that they already had. They changed it to the Charli, and Charli had already been a fan of Dunkin'. Like there were videos on TikTok of her with it that weren't paid, but then they brought her in, and it's just a cold brew with caramel and milk, and it just appealed to a younger customer.
What does this tell us about the social media industry at large?
I think brands think it's really important. The followers have such a strong connection, and they know that if they bring these TikTok stars on, it could help bump up sales. There's money to be made for the company and for the TikTok star. But I think the big part of it is just getting to those Gen Z customers, those young people under 25. And they really need these TikTok stars to reach them.
You know, most of us aren't TikTok famous. A lot of us aren't even on the platform. So why does it matter that there are some influencers out there making so much money?
I think one big takeaway is just how quickly TikTok has come and taken over. It's just a few years old, and we're seeing these people become famous in a couple of years, and all they're doing is dancing around on like these short few second videos, and they're stars. It's just the power of TikTok. It's just becoming bigger than Instagram. I mean, Instagram is still around, and Twitter and Facebook, but the Gen Z is really going to TikTok, and you can spend hours on it. Also, one marketing expert said, like, the return on investment is huge when you bring in a TikTok star, where you'll probably see more companies spending money on bringing in these TikTok stars to endorse products or create lines.
All right. That was our reporter, Joseph Pisani. Thanks again for being here, Joseph.
Thank you.
And that's it for Tech News Briefing this week. Before we go, a quick programming note. We'll be off on Monday for Martin Luther King Jr. Day and back on Tuesday. Our supervising producer is Chris Zinsley. Our executive producer is Kateri Yoakum. And I'm your host, Julie Chang, filling in for Zoe Thomas. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.